This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at YouTube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Good morning, folks.
Morning, Dan and Danette.
Morning.
Here we are, another day, another Dan Patrick Show. If you'd like to watch, Peacock.
Peacock. I like the way you say Peacock.
If you want to listen later, download the podcast.
Download.
But right now, 3 hours live of the best sports talk on the air. Welcome to the Dan Patrick Show.
I love Dan Patrick. Oh, my God.
Home to the biggest guests and best sports talk on radio.
I love it.
One of my favorites.
Normally, home to Dan Patrick.
Hope you'll miss us.
But today, Dan and the Danettes are off.
Don't see another radio show behind my back, please.
And filling in, it's Doug Gottlieb and Rob Parker.
Good. There we go. It's good.
Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave, this is the Dan Patrick Show.
Good morning to you, Dan Patrick Show, here on Fox Sports Radio. And the iHeartRadio app. Welcome in. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection. Over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Rob Parker, Doug Gottlieb with you next 3 hours. In for Dan and the Danettes here in the Mercedes-Benz Man Cave. And Rob, good morning to you. Maybe more importantly, what is going on outside your apartment? I wake up, I got to check out my boy Rob and see some softball highlights I usually see on your Instagram. and instead of going Roberto Clemente, it's like middle of the night and there's sirens blaring. And what's going on?
Yeah, just unbelievable, Doug. Good morning. Like, I already was getting up early to fill in for Dan Patrick with you. And then I'm like, what is this? You know, like, and the first thing you do is you smell for smoke. There's no smoke, so I want to pull the covers back over my head and just lay there. But you know, you've been in, you've heard those alarms. They're so loud and annoying, you almost have to get out the building. You know?
No, like, I've never heard those alarms.
You've never had one?
Well, I don't live in an apartment.
But so you've never lived in an apartment ever? No.
No.
Wow. Okay.
No. I mean, I like in college and right out of college, but it was still, no. I've never lived in a major, big, high-rise apartment, so I have no idea. Like, I know what a fire alarm sounds like. I mean, I remember
when
we were in school, it was like, oh, fire drill today. Oh, cool, right? And I've been in our offices here in the studios we're in, there's been the planned fire drill. You know, somehow during the show, can we keep doing our show? How do we do this? But no, I've never really experienced that. So you're dead out of sleep.
Yes, like dead to right. Like I'm wake up and I'm looking around and should I get dressed? What should I grab? You know, that whole thing.
Okay, so what did you grab?
So I have one backpack that has what I call, consider my important stuff that I can't lose.
Okay.
That always goes, is packed already, and I just grab that and leave.
Oh, now, this is a good, this is a very, very interesting thing.
Do you have that?
No.
You should have that. Like your important papers, like your birth certificate, like all your, what I would call important papers should be in one backpack that you can grab and walk out, and you would have documents.
But you have to have that every night?
No, but it's packed. It's ready. Like, that's where, instead of using a file cabinet or whatever to put the stuff, you know what I mean? It's already in that bag. Huh. You know what I mean?
So you have your birth certificate in a backpack?
Yeah, my
ready to go.
My birth certificate, my passport, my credit cards, anything that what I would consider like important I need, like, is in that.
So every night before you go to bed, you put your credit cards into this backpack. You don't like put it with your keys right in the same place.
No. My wallet is different. And when I say credit cards, like ones that I don't carry. Don't you have credit cards that you don't carry every day?
No.
How many credit cards do you have? Two?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're living in a different world.
Black, baby.
I mean.
So explain, how many credit cards am I supposed to have? I mean, I have a debit card, and then I have a couple credit cards.
Yeah, that's bad for your credit, though, because if you charge
up. My credit's fine.
No, but if you charge up stuff, then usage rate is high because you only have two credit cards. And I'm just throwing it out. Your limit is $20,000, okay? I'm just throwing it out a number. And you decide you're going to buy some stuff, whatever, and then all of a sudden you buy $8,000 worth of stuff one weekend and you're moving into a new place and furniture, whatever it is. Then when they do your credit report, it's going to be very low because you have used 40% of your credit and you're not supposed to go over 30%, or really not over 10%. So you have to have a lot of other credit cards that you don't use. I have a lot of credit cards that I don't use.
How many credit cards do you have?
I have 20.
Wait, excuse me?
I have 20.
And what? Does this work? Do you have great credit because of it? I mean, I have great credit.
I have outstanding credit, but I thought
the whole idea is you just pay it off on time and you don't have to worry about it.
I do pay. I don't have a balance, but I have 20 credit cards with no balance.
So you have to pay potentially. Okay. 20 credit cards? Is this a real thing or this is like...
No, for
I feel
real.
Like this is a gag.
No, I'm...
Jay Stu, this feels like a gag, no, doesn't it? Jay Stu, this feels... Jason, how many credit cards do you have?
I think I got like 3 and a gas card, but 20 seems excessive.
Are you planning a huge purchase at some point? It doesn't seem excessive. It is excessive.
Really? I never thought of it.
How do you know that you have all your 20 credit cards?
Because I have them in a place that I know where I have them. I don't care. I carry, Jay Stu, if you looked at my wallet right now, there's one credit card and one debit card. That's all I walk around with. So say I have and I'm not going to belabor the point, but say I go to Macy's.
Yeah.
And if you use your credit card, you get an extra 20 or 25%. I'll use my Macy's card. I'll have them look it up. I'll use it. I'll get the extra 20 or 25% off.
Yep.
And then when I go home or whatever, and or when the thing posts,
oh, yeah.
I just pay it.
I have like a Dick's card or whatever for stuff for my kids, but that's really it. I don't do the other.
Okay, but you know what I mean.
I don't do the other ones.
I don't
that's
pay
too much
for
to
them.
Keep track of.
Yeah.
I do it so I have the mileage level. I'm an American Airlines dude, so
mm-hmm.
I literally. Almost everything goes on one card, and then the other one's United. That's it.
That's smart to be able to get points or cash back or whatever. So I do that too, but
and
I
then
do
I get
have
the
others.
Discover thing, I think, but that's about it.
Yeah,
that's what I got.
Credit is excellent, even with 20 credit cards, because it shows.
I just can't even imagine like every month having to go and check and make sure the credit card bill is paid off on 20 credit cards.
But I don't use all 20. Like that, like.
Don't you have surprise annual fees?
No,
not one of them has an annual fee.
That's
interesting.
I wouldn't be paying.
Okay,
the
so
whole
you have
card.
So you have what 18 credit cards in this bag?
Yes,
and your passport in this bag.
Passport, birth certificate,
clean underwear. Is that part
no?
Of
that's
this,
in my
bag?
Car. I have a backpack with clean underwear, toothpaste, all that's in the trunk. So you got to be prepared. But the bottom line is you should have all this stuff together so that if you have to make a quick exit, always remember that, Doug. You have to make a quick exit.
Got to make a quick exit.
You got to have it, yes.
Okay. Uncle Rob Parker, Sherry. I learned something. I know that you're supposed to, especially in California, right, with earthquakes, like do you have a meeting place if you live with your kids or your family or you know, like where do you go with your dogs or whatever, like that's kind of stuff. But no, I've never had like.
But you never thought about that. Like something happens, you got to get out of the house. The last thing you would want are those things to burn up, right? If there's a real fire, especially your birth certificate.
Everything is. It's like I have the original birth certificate.
It is my original. What do you mean?
I don't think that's the original.
Yes, it is.
The original sits somewhere else.
It's the original with the raised seal. It's the original. I have my original birth certificate.
Okay. I mean, I may have that. I don't know. But
it was something.
So you have your original birth certificate in this to-go bag.
Yes. I'll tell you this, and this is not in that bag, but just to tell you what kind of a person I am,
this level of prepperness is
okay,
amazing.
Okay. It is. I also have every report card I ever had, including my first grade report card. I have every report card I've ever had.
I find that one odd.
That's crazy.
Jay Stu, are you okay with me calling that odd? Like, we're not supposed to shame people for their level of preppedness, but that one is a bit, that one.
I'm trying to figure out how do you use that? Do you just kind of sit down with a glass of scotch and go through your old report?
Is that one of those when Twitter sends you a bad day, you know, for a take that you had, this is how you make yourself feel? Like, no, listen, I believe so. I'm guessing you're a really good student, right? Because the level of preparation you have in case of some emergency, and you know the spectrum of credit cards you have, this talks about like you're somebody who there's thought in everything you do in life. So are all these like straight A's? Was there like a moment? Was there a Miss Hemker, my fourth grade teacher, who had terrible breath, who suddenly didn't like me and I wanted to carry that around? Was there the eighth grade year when my holdback year when I didn't care and I got C's, D's and F's and then changed my grades? So my mom had no idea. What is the purpose of carrying around these report cards?
Those I don't carry around, but I just have certain things that I held on to. I'm one of those people. I have pictures of everything, like way before we all walked around with cameras, right, on our phones. I have pictures of everything. Like I interviewed George Steinbrenner when I worked for the Daily News back in like the 80s. Mm-hmm. And there's a picture of me on the City Hall steps interviewing George Steinbrenner one-on-one as he's walking away about trying to get a new stadium in Manhattan for the Yankees back in the 80s. I still have that picture. Like, I'm one of those, but I'm not a pack rat. I don't have boxes and bags and stuff of, you know, like that. But anything that I like, value, or think is something a part of my life, I do hold on to.
That's really amazing.
It is. I couldn't hold on to my wife, but everything else I still have.
I'm with you there. okay, this is fascinating. Like, this is, we talk about, but about two Americas. I did not know there was an America that existed where somebody who had 20 credit cards. That one's just...
You really... That is shocking to you, really. I guess there are other people. I did research about it, and it's nothing... It's not negative to have a lot of open credit. The only thing is if you use them all or if you fill them up and you don't pay every month. I haven't had a balance in 15 years, so I don't even know.
Yeah, I'm knock wood. I don't carry a balance either. Yeah.
That's a blessing
the trick to it.
Yeah,
that is a blessing.
I was gonna say that's a humble brag, is what that.
No, I did that. It's a blessing.
Managing your finances as well,
right? And I said 15 years, not my whole life, because Doug, you know, when I was starting out, are you ready for another trick? When I was starting out and I didn't have money and I wanted to go on a trip to California to LA,
yeah,
I used to go to Macy's, buy gift certificates. Yeah. And then you would be able to go to the store, say you buy a $100 gift certificate, you buy a $5 pair of socks, and they used to give you $95 in change. And I used to, I didn't have any other credit card. I would buy enough $100 gift cards, right? Gift certificates, get the change, and then use that for my money to go on my trip and then pay the credit card off.
Well, that's Jason Stewart has like a hack, like a gas hack like that, right?
Jay? You have something like that?
Well, he buys the prepaid gas cards, and that gives you extra points if you purchase it like on a credit card, right? Is that it?
So here's how it works,
okay.
Right? At Ralph's locally.
Yeah, okay.
On Fridays, you get...
By the way, if you're East Coast, it's a Stop and Shop. If you're South, it's Piggly Wiggly.
Right.
You know, anyway, adjust accordingly.
On Fridays, you get 4 times points. In other words, you get 4 times...
I didn't know it was only Fridays. Only Fridays?
Only Fridays are 4 times points. And then I go and I get a bunch of gas cards, and you get 4 times the points that you use towards your rewards when you get to the tank. So every time I go to the tank, I get $1 off every gallon that I'm using on the gas card that I purchased to get 4 times the points. Does that make sense?
That makes absolute sense. That's a smart thing to do. Why wouldn't you do it?
Extremely frugal, but it's a great scam.
I don't
know
if it's extremely frugal, and it's not really, it's like a legal scam, right? So that's why you call it a hack, right? It's like I can do that with airline tickets to some level of success where you can find different deals if you change different routes, you do different things. So I think that's and I had no idea that if I ever have a credit card problem, I just go and get more credit cards to spread out the credit debt level that I'm carrying.
Right. You don't want your debt level to be high if you have a credit, but you don't carry
debt
a balance.
Ratio. I think it's called debt ratio.
Debt ratio. But you don't have a problem because you don't carry a balance. There are people who carry balances.
Sure.
And that's where you get into trouble.
Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2023 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member is waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. It's MBUSA.com. All right. We'll figure out what exactly is in this surprise emergency bag that Rob had to leave his apartment with at 3:30 in the morning. And then apparently he's got another supply in the car. These are interesting, right? Like, and then he's got, I'm sure there's somewhere in Detroit, somewhere in Los Angeles that if you dig here, there'll be a pile of cash. That's for emergency use only.
How'd
as
you
well.
Know that? How? Absolutely. 100%.
Really? Yeah. Really?
You can't, yes. You got to have some cash. You have.
Well, I have a cash stash, right? But I don't have it. Do you literally have it buried, or do you have somebody else's house?
No, I just have one I could get to if I need it. But you have to have cash.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. right now. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com.
Doug Gottlieb, Rob Parker, and for Dan Dinetz, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Good Tuesday morning to you from the Mercedes-Benz Man Cave. So, Rob, today kicks off cap season, right? tag season, where teams can franchise tag their best players, their quote-unquote free agent players. Barring some contracts, however, you can't tag a guy, or you've mutually agreed to not tag a guy. But Lamar Jackson's going to be tagged today. And the question becomes, like, what do you do if you're the Ravens when, you know, clearly Lamar wants a Deshaun Watson contract, and much like the rest of the league, you don't want to give him a Deshaun Watson contract. What do you think of the franchise tag and how this all plays out?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on, I thought Deshaun Watson should have sat out at the start of last year once they were in negotiations, and that to me would have been the time to do it and, you know, make them blink or move on or do whatever they have to do if he's dead set for a
guarantee. Lamar Jackson,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
A fully guaranteed contract. If that's really what he wants, and I get it. You know, people could sit around and say, well, they don't give those out. Well, Kirk Cousins got one, and so did Deshaun Watson. So,
well, hold on. You can get a fully guaranteed contract if you'd like. It's just not going to be at the number that you're not going to give him a five-year guaranteed, fully guaranteed
right,
deal.
Right, but I'm saying he has a right. He's won 75% of his games. The whole team is geared his offense around him, and he's a big part of it. And when he doesn't play, they don't win. So it's up to you to determine whether or not you're willing to fight for it. That's the point. It's not, they have their Baltimore, and they say the way that they do their business, and they don't want to give guaranteed contracts, and that's their policy.
Hold on, wait. First, they give guaranteed contracts. Okay, let's stop the misinformation that NFL players and agents like to spread that there's not guaranteed. The contracts are guaranteed. It's the length and amount that is guaranteed.
Well, they're not
that is the
fully,
only part that's
fully guaranteed.
There are fully guaranteed contracts. Not they're just not five-year, fully guaranteed, top-of-the-market deals for quarterbacks. Dak Prescott's 4 years, fully guaranteed. It's just not at a $50 million rate. It's the same thing with Kirk Cousins, as you point out. There are fully guaranteed contracts. Yeah, fully guaranteed. Lamar Jackson's rookie contract was fully guaranteed. And then, of course, she picked up the fifth-year option.
But not at the money that we're talking about. In his case, what I'm talking about is they often will give you a contract. And it's happened to a lot of players, Doug, where they tell you, oh, so-and-so signed for, a $500 million, Patrick Mahomes. That $500 million is not fully guaranteed unless he checks all the boxes and plays every year and they agree to it moving forward. When he signed the contract, the only thing that was guaranteed was $63 million. That was the only thing that was fully guaranteed at that point of the contract. When you sign a baseball contract and you're Fernando Tatis Jr., you get $300 million. You're going to get every nickel from the first year to the 13th year. There's no stipulations. There's no teams agreeing to continue the deal. They can't get out of it whenever they want. They can't ask you to take a pay cut to continue your deal. That's what I'm talking about, a fully guaranteed contract. that doesn't have stipulations.
I understand. And those are terrible deals in baseball. They're even worse in the NFL when guys...
terrible deals in baseball because guys go 6 years where they don't make any money and they play at a high level. How are they terrible deals because they were underpaid for 6 years?
No. They're terrible deals from the teams. Tell me the long contract that's worked out better for the teams.
What you're talking about though, what everybody
if you want to get down to the players, right? Yeah, it's a completely here's the thing. We compare baseball and football, and it's stupid. Okay, it's stupid because the lifespan of baseball players is obviously much longer. Okay, additionally, and the point that you made, which is a really good one, and I said this when Kyler was coming out. Okay, you go back and look, and we can find the sound. I was guest hosting for Cowherd. I think it was October, maybe November of his football season. I said, like, hey, he should play football until he can't play football. And then if he wants to play baseball. And the reason is football players in the first 4 years, especially if you're a first round draft pick, even if you're not, you make way more money. Whereas in baseball, you get a signing bonus. And generally, you have to go through the minor leagues, but you're not making anything. And then, as you pointed out, in that first deal, but until you're arbitration eligible in year four, you're not making much money in comparison to everybody else. And so there's a balance out where, and they've done this with players, like, hey, look, you could wait till arbitration and then maybe negotiate a deal and you could maybe make $350 million. Or it's like Ronald Acuna, right? Like his deal is seen as a terrible one.
It is, but
because it's $17 million guaranteed, like, forever. But he got paid earlier.
He got
paid.
He basically
did the Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
He did the Scottie Pippen. He took the long-term deal and easier. But again, we're comparing baseball and football, and the two are not comparable because in football, you literally see one play and your career's over. And oh yeah, by the way, you still count against the cap. I mean, like, look, Lamar Jackson, he wants 5 years guaranteed. Do you know how many games Lamar Jackson's played the past 2 years?
I get that.
No. How many games he played the past 2 years?
I don't know the number in front of me, but he's
20.
Been hurt. Okay.
20. Okay. There's 34 games. He's played 20. And so the argument is, first of all, like all these long contracts in the NFL, with the exception of Pat Mahomes, which is the only contract you don't like, and it was very, I guess, team friendly. Okay. But the amount
what
of money.
What deal should he, if anybody, given the start of his career, should have had a guaranteed contract and he could have helped to set the market. That's what I didn't like about the contract, is that at his age, winning a Super Bowl, winning an MVP, and winning a Super Bowl MVP, he could have demanded a 4 or 5 year fully guaranteed contract.
So his contract is fully guaranteed until 2025, at which time there's all these cap hits, okay, against the team if they cut him. So it's fully guaranteed for 6 years and allows them to renegotiate. And the other part to it is, like, again, Tom Brady, who you don't think is great. You don't think he's the greatest ever, right? He's the luckiest of all time.
Right.
There's always been a brilliance that he took less, and that's why his teams...
That's not why they won. They won because they cheated and they had great defenses. It had nothing to do with him taking pay cuts.
Right.
Doug,
right.
that is the easiest and laziest thing, to use Tom Brady taking less money, and then your argument about why Brady's so great is because he didn't have anybody to throw to. They never signed any big receivers for him. They saved money, but they cut all the great defensive players before they ever got paid. I don't even understand. When did they use the money?
Hold up. Well, first of all, they didn't magically win for 20 consecutive years with no
players.
They
went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl. Go back and do the math.
I understand. He actually had his best year during that 10-year run. Right. Again, a classic misreporting of the actual facts, which is he had the best year in the history of the NFL. They finished undefeated. They go to the Super Bowl. They lose in the Super Bowl. And then the next year they come back with the same team, but he tears his ACL. That team wins 11 games. And then they were still hyper competitive. It's just hard to win a Super Bowl. And then eventually they got back to winning Super Bowls late, again, with that defense, with the surrounding talent, with Rob Gronkowski, with an outstanding offensive line.
And then cheating. What are you talking about? Bill Belichick was fined the largest fine in the history of the NFL for a coach For Spygate, that was at the very start.
That was at the very start.
Did they get another hit by the league?
No, Deflategate.
Not Deflategate. With the Cincinnati Bengals just a couple years ago, when they sent a camera crew doing the same exact thing. Ask Josh McDaniels, who lost his job in Denver. Guess what he did? What a shocker! He was also videotaping people's signals on the sidelines in London at a game. The NFL caught him doing that. Or Eric Mangini, who was a disciple of Bill Belichick, who called out the organization.
You don't think any of the Patriots championships or Super Bowl runs are valid?
I didn't say that. I just said leave.
You just said they won because they cheated.
I said don't leave out the whole story. Don't leave out the whole story that they did cheat.
Like, dude, taking somebody's signals, okay, in the NFL is... there's a reason they throw in signals. There's a reason that they have all the different, like when they send in signals, they have three guys. And by the way, they don't even have them now because you have microphones in their helmets, which during their last three Super Bowl runs, you had microphones in the helmets. So there wasn't any cheating involved. And the defenses you talked about were able to have enough players, enough talent because Tom Brady was taking less. It all does work together. But going back to the point of the quarterback play is like Lamar Jackson, if his argument is, first of all, of the long-term contracts, none of those guys with the top contracts work out because you can't field a team around them.
It's funny because Matthew Stafford and the Rams won a Super Bowl over the cap. They paid Matthew Stafford a lot of money. Why did that work?
Correct.
It's not a magical formula.
How did it work this year?
It worked last year. I'm just saying.
I understand, but
it
again,
worked.
Robbing Peter to pay Paul.
It doesn't matter. Did you get what you wanted? Did the Rams get what they wanted?
I would say yes.
Okay, they got.
I would say yes, but if the Niners pick off a pass in the guy's hands, okay, and the team still falls apart this year, is it worth it? There's a balance there.
I understand that.
So you're getting back to Lamar Jackson, like the 5-year guaranteed deal that Deshaun Watson has, which is widely panned as the worst deal in the league.
All you need is one person to sign you, Doug, and agree.
But he's not a free. He's not a free agent.
No, I understand that, but it doesn't mean that you can't want to be compensated.
You can want all you want. The reality is that you have to have somebody who owns your rights that wants to give it to you. And the Baltimore Ravens have been successful with and without Lamar Jackson. And I'm sure, as they said, we'd love to have him. We just don't want to give him a 5-year guaranteed $250+ million deal. That's ludicrous considering at this point in your career, when you're in your prime, you've missed 7 games the past 2 years. What's going to happen the more we pay you? Just the way in which he plays football, the likelihood of getting injured is greater. And, oh yeah, by the way, here's the other part that nobody wants to mention. He hasn't been an elite level quarterback the past 2 years winning an MVP.
Do you need to be elite to win a Super Bowl?
No.
Okay, there you go.
Hold on. Wait. No, you didn't.
Yes, that's the dumbest.
It's not a yes, no question.
Yes, it is. You don't have to be elite because non-elite quarterbacks have won the Super Bowl.
Correct. Do you want to let me finish on the answer?
Yes, go ahead.
Or do you want to make it yes, no?
No, go ahead.
Because that's not really good radio, nor is it accurate. No, you don't have to be elite. But in order to not be elite, you got to be surrounded by dudes, right? Like Jalen Hurts played well. He's not an elite level quarterback that. He's elite because he's surrounded by an incredible roster.
Did you watch the Super Bowl? He wasn't elite in the Super Bowl.
You know what elite quarterbacks do?
What?
You know, when they get the ball back, okay, and you need a touchdown, and you got 1st and 10, you don't go 3 and out. That doesn't happen. Okay, everybody talks about the hole.
It's never happened to a great quarterback.
No, the best of the best in the Super Bowl, the best of the best in that fourth quarter when they get the football, they don't go 3 and out there. Like, look, he's way better than anyone could have thought that he would be coming out of Oklahoma. I will absolutely tell you that. And between Steichen, the surrounding talent, his own personal growth as a player, he's better. Okay, but no one would put him in Mahomes' category or in Rodgers' category. Honestly, frankly, like the Stafford, I know you don't like Stafford, but Stafford's has been a better thrower, accurate of the football than Jalen is. You can win with Jalen Hurts. Okay, but what you can't do is that what everyone in the league is searching for is a talented quarterback on a rookie deal where you can surround him with a great roster. That's what the Niners have. That's what the Eagles have.
And the Niners have won how many Super Bowls with that formula?
They haven't won one.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't. Okay? It's not automatic, right?
It's not automatic.
Okay, that's
nothing's
exact,
automatic.
That's
it's kind of hard to win a Super Bowl, Rob. I don't know if you paid attention
hard.
To it. It's kind of hard.
It's
really hard.
Yeah.
But somehow you play down the fact that it's really hard to win a Super Bowl.
No,
and one guy's won seven, and you don't like he won seven. He's been to 10. It's incredibly difficult. Okay, but the point is, you don't have to be elite if we can surround you with elite level overall talent. Okay, and then you have the way the Chiefs are built, which is they have all their money lumped into a couple of star players, and then you have to field it with young guys and you have to kill it in the draft, which they've been fortunate to do. Okay. So you're talking about Lamar Jackson. Do you have to be a top five thrower of the football to win a Super Bowl? No. Okay. But with a top five defense, every time he's been in the playoffs, he's had a top five defense. He's won one playoff game. Okay. And he has, they've drafted wide receivers. They've drafted tight ends. They have a good offensive line. Okay. I don't put all of the blame on Lamar. They're switching offensive coordinators. But the fact is that the likelihood of winning a Super Bowl when you have a quarterback taking up over 12% of your cap, and in this case, early on, it would be over like 20% of your cap, is it makes it to where the quarterback has to do what Pat Mahomes has done, where Pat Mahomes pulls rabbits out of his hat. That's why he's the best, is because he's doing more with less.
Was Nick Foles elite? Was Nick Foles elite when the Eagles won the Super Bowl?
No, but they had a great roster. It was okay. The same idea.
I'm just saying, you don't have to be elite.
But what contract? He was not on a major contract. Wentz was on a rookie deal, and Foles was on a backup contract. And so they had an incredible surrounding cast. That's the way in which you do it. So there's basically two plans there. Plan A, which most of these teams want to do, is you get a young quarterback, you build around him with a great roster, and then by the time that quarterback comes of age, if he's good enough, you give him a long-term deal and you try and navigate
the
cap.
Didn't do that, and they won the Super Bowl 2 years ago with a overpriced, overpaid quarterback who was making a lot of money. They were over the cap financially. My point is, there is no Tom Brady Patriots way, and that's the only way you can win. I'll take a look at Mahomes. I bet you he makes more than 12% of the salary for the Chiefs.
He is the only one of the top, I believe, the top 10 quarterbacks in terms of what they're making. He is the only one to have what anyone would deem to be a successful year. We can go ahead and look it up. I mean, most of them didn't make the playoffs. Russell Wilson didn't make the playoffs. Aaron Rodgers didn't make the playoffs. You know, you go through the laundry list of guys and what they're making and what they've achieved. And it's harder. Again, it's not impossible. It's not impossible, but like, let's see what happens to the Bengals when Joe Burrow gets his new deal. Josh Allen's another one. Obviously, he has signed a new deal, and it's like people want to point out all the things the Bills are missing. Well, why do you think the Bills are missing some of these deals? Because something has to go. There's one pie of money, okay? And when a big chunk of the pie is taken up to one player and the quarterback, that guy has to be great to carry you because you got to hide something you don't have. It doesn't mean it's impossible. It just means that you have to navigate it. And the truth about the Lamar deal is this deal would have been done if he had an agent. Instead, they're trying. Why are you going without an agent? What's the point of it? What's the win here? A percent? You keep a percent that you would have given up? A good agent would have had. First of all, the narrative would be different because they'd be leaking information, you know, to all these insiders. And then the deal would have been done because though it wouldn't have been $250 million in guarantees, the guarantees would have been in line with, you know, above everybody else because there's other contracts that have been signed after Deshaun Watson, right? So it would have been in line with, you know, more than what Kyler made, more than everybody else. And then you'd have built-in bonuses that ultimately you would likely make barring some sort of catastrophic injury. And it would have been done by now. But instead, you're trying to do things by yourself and you're going to end up probably playing on a franchise tag for a year, 2 years, and then seeing what the market will bear. And maybe you get a Kirk Cousins deal, but you have to do it outside of Baltimore where you've had an incredible amount of success.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Dan Patrick Show rolls on. Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, live from the Mercedes-Benz Man Cave. Rob Parker alongside. I'm Doug Gottlieb. And Rob, I really do this. You know, sometimes we talk with sarcasm. No sarcasm. I truly appreciate your passion and desire for baseball. And though baseball has, I mean, this is one of those seasons where like pitchers and catchers are reporting, but it's really hard to get fired up because I don't know. There's a lot of reasons it's hard to get fired up about baseball, unless I guess you're a Mets fan as they're spending more money than any team ever has. Or, you know, maybe you're a Dodger fan because the expectations are great yet again. Then you had the Padres with them and some of the other movement in baseball. But maybe the biggest story in the sport is the team that I've grown up cheering for, which was for sale, now not for sale. Again, I don't know how many people know that Artie Moreno's like, nah, not selling. I'm sticking this thing out. But Shohei Ohtani, who's, are you okay with me saying he's the best player in the sport?
Yeah, because not that I would, I would probably say if I was starting a team, you would take him. So yeah, I it's hard to give up a guy who pitches and can hit for power. So
well, he's also an elite pitcher and an elite hitter. Right, he might, you know, might not be the best pitcher. Although there were times last year,
he's not the best pitcher, right? No.
Oh, okay, but he's in any conversation of one of the best pitchers in baseball, and he's in the conversation of being one of the best hitters in baseball, and he does both, and no one's done that since Babe Ruth. So, best player in the sport. I don't. If you ask guys in the sport, but most people will say that.
Yeah, but I was. It wasn't shocking that he didn't win the MVP. Everybody thought he would win the MVP again.
He
shouldn't have. Aaron Judge clearly should have been the American League MVP.
Why?
Because Ohtani played in meaningless games after May. I mean, and Doug, it does matter. Like winning should matter. What games you play in? If you're on a bad team, so I can get my at bats in.
I would actually tell you. I actually think it's harder to want to do your job well when your season is over midway through. Like, what is the outside of ultimately getting paid, which he's ultimately going to get paid? In many ways, it's harder to and like, look, the Yankees, they got an all-star roster.
It's like the Dodgers. It's a really hard thing. But the bigger thing is, like, there is no more value than a guy who's a top 10 pitcher and a top 10 hitter.
Well, he won the MVP last year.
He should have won the MVP last year.
No, he shouldn't have. And clearly,
the best player in the sport, and he had a great year.
Okay, and the writers, clearly, I give the writers credit because they did take into account what Aaron Judge meant to the Yankees, how he, if it wasn't for him, they wouldn't have been in first place. In a league where the average batting average was about 244, he had over 362 home runs. He had meaningful big hits all year long. He was clearly the most valuable player. That doesn't mean Ohtani was a bum or he's not a good player or a great player.
I never said that.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
In terms of value, I mean, it's hard to establish when one team has an all-star laden roster. And all you do is hit for power. And
no,
Ohtani,
he hit 315. He didn't just hit for power. He almost
nobody
won the
cares
triple...
about batting average anymore.
Yes,
Rob.
They do. He almost won the triple crown. What do you mean,
Rob? Zero people actually care about batting average in baseball.
That's not true.
They don't. They care about they care about on base percentage, OPS plus, and those types of numbers. That batting average is great in the 1980s.
Nobody no, it's great
anymore.
When you can do it now with all the things you're talking about and not be a guy with 62 home runs and batted 220. Nobody wants that guy. He batted over 300.
That's actually not true. People do want that. People do want that guy. It's like your next thing you're telling me is RBIs matter, which they don't.
Of course
matter.
They matter. You got to drive run. No runs.
They got to have guys on base.
Yeah, runs matter, right? Runs scored. But how did you get home? You didn't score yourself. Somebody knocked you in. It doesn't even make sense
right.
to me.
That becomes a, that's your, well, right. your teammates. That's the surrounding talent.
Well, but you got to be able to get in.
Regardless. Yes. Okay, let's get to the actual Ohtani question. Okay, so Nez Bilillo is his agent from CAA, and he had an interesting answer when he was asked if he'd be open to negotiations with the Angels. Quote, I've always been open to it, but there's several layers to this one, and Shohei's earned the right to play through the year, explore free agency, and we'll see where it shakes out. Right? I've said it before, and I'll say it again. We're taking it one day at a time. I'm not putting the cart ahead of horse on this one. So he has the right to be a free agent, right? He signed for less to play for the Angels when it was his initial choice. And now he has the right, if he wants to wait till the end of the year and play for the and play it out. So what do you do if you're the Angels and he wants to be a free agent? But he said he's open to negotiations.
Yeah, what I would do is I would negotiate. I would offer him a big contract, offer him $500 million, whatever it is that you think is going to be fair for a guy of his talent. We saw this in Washington with Juan Soto. They offered him $440 million. He turned it down, and they immediately traded him. And if the same thing with Ohtani. I can't allow a player of that talent to walk on me and get nothing. So once I make what I would believe to be a fair offer – on the open market, right? Like what he would be looking for, and he doesn't grab it. When people turn down, as Soto did, Doug, I don't know how many people would turn down $440 million fully guaranteed. At how old was he, 24 or 3? I mean, to turn that down, if you're Washington, what chance do you have? And, of course, he went to San Diego, had a bad year, and we'll see if he ever gets that $440 million. But my point is, if he doesn't accept the deal, the offer from you, I would immediately trade him.
Immediately trade him?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, like, look, I think there's nothing wrong with waiting. So here's where it's a complicated deal, what they're talking about. Angels need a new stadium. And the reason that Artie was going to sell, and Jay Stu, you can hop in if I'm wrong on anything, is that the city of Anaheim sold him the land that this current stadium sits on for $300 million, which is way, way below market value. And then all of those people, there was an investigation, got fired, and it's really ugly, and he thought he couldn't get the land. They need a new stadium. To get a new stadium, they need Trout and Ohtani. To get Ohtani to stay, like, the only thing missing is you got to put a competitive team around him. It's like, look, I like Anaheim. I like what I'm doing. You want a new stadium, put a competitive team. I'd let the season at least play out partially, offer him that big deal and say, let's see how it goes. I'm with you. I would do as much money as he wants. I probably wouldn't do it over a 15-year package, though.
No, I get that. But there's so much money there. Yes.
Let's get to that coming up next. Plus, speeding up sports. All right. Wait till you hear what some ideas are for speeding up college football. Is it needed? That's next on the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real. Wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.